Tango Mobile. From 2 Tango Mobile.
Yeah, 0TR. I got to turn the TV down here in the background. How you doing?
On my way to the doctor's office. I got fasting labs this morning and then an ultrasound.
Hope that works out well for you.
It'll all work out good. I just hate having to do the fasting labs this late in the morning because you can't get anything. I haven't had anything to eat or drink except for a couple of swallows of water this morning to take my pills since midnight last night, before midnight. So, you know, that's the hard part about the fasting labs this late in the day.
Bernice always cautions me about that. Going in late, and that makes it much rougher, that's for sure. So I always try to get them at 8 o'clock or so, and there's usually less people there.
What I usually shoot for, but mine was actually scheduled for tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but since they knew I was coming in for the ultrasound today, and they had time, they just moved my fasting labs to this morning so I could do everything at once, and makes things a little bit easier, so, you know. Take care of two things at once.
That's for sure. Well, I finally got my radio installed in the car yesterday, and it seems to work, and we're going to go out and try it in a little while. We're going over to Spartanburg to Costco's for sure. I don't know if we're going to Sam's or not, but I'm telling you, I think this was as at my age, put it that way, this was as rough as going to survival school years ago when I was about 18 or 19. I'm shot, put it that way.
She tried to install one in my little car and run all the wiring and everything from the back. Of course, mine is just plugged into a power receptacle in the car, and it's got a power receptacle that I can plug in the radio to that is not affected by the on and off of the car. In other words, I can run the radio with the car off even, so. But, you know, it's trying to install, and that's why I haven't installed an HF in here yet, because I'm trying to figure out where to run all the wiring and how to get everything in and how to get underneath everything so I can get everything where it needs to be and, you know, and all that stuff, because my dash is right tight and everything in here.
I'll give you the tip of the day. HF's got a lot of problems that you won't have with 2 meters and 440. It's just not worth it. But there are a lot of people probably, there are a few people that would disagree with me, but it's, it can wind up in a lot of problems. Well, the one that was the most shocking was my neighbor volunteered to put in my power wires to the from the engine compartment to the trunk. And the people that we got the car from, they took it out and they mailed it to us because it was up at Hickory. So Tim gets under there and he starts to run the wires, and from the firewall back, the entire underside of that Avalon now has noise abatement panels, I guess you would call them, but it's got multiple panels back there that cover every single thing under the car, so all of those had to be taken off because he run that along next to where the gas lines and things run back to the back of the car. And it took him about 3 hours to do it. And the next day, and he's pretty tough and used to that, he ordered a lift for his garage, put it that way.
And I'll be back in a minute. I got to run in here to the store real quick. W2T.
Okay, Rusty. We may be out for a little bit until we get mobile here. It's 0TR clear.
4 DJW Mobile.
Send 0TR.
Morning, Tom. Did I understand you got the radio put in the new car?
We did. The whole underside of that Avalon now, and I suppose yours is too, covered with multiple covers underneath. I'm assuming for noise abatement, Dave, so my neighbor had to take off all of those panels. Some were Phillips head, some were those little poppet buttons and that, all the way back to the trunk. And he was shot the next day, put it that way.
Get it. I mean, he finally did get it put in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, before CBA, he went on his new Toyota. He went to through the firewall up front and got his installed that way. But as you well know, it's a whole different world in that Avalon.
Well, I didn't try to put one in her car. that might have been something you need to be able to stand underneath of it to do.
Tim ordered a new lift, and it's a double lift. You can put a car on it, raise it up, and pull another car underneath of it. I had told him weeks before he'd been working on cars. I said, you need this. And he finally did go ahead and order it yesterday, or the day before yesterday.
W2T on the road again.
Not handy. W4DJW. Go ahead, Rusty. Go ahead, Rusty.
Get out from under these power lines so I can get in better. I'm trying to get out on the road here, and I'm right underneath a whole bunch of power lines and cable lines and phone lines and everything else, and now I'm back on the road for a few minutes because I'm just going from one stop to where my doctor's office is. So that's what I'm off to this morning.
Oh, so, Dave, that was a real challenge. The wires are some direct burial Volkine wires, which I'm sure you probably never heard of, but stuff I used to use on panel boxes back at the plant I worked at for 32 years, and, you know, for mining companies and places like that. Real good wire, and it was in a plastic tubing. But I did notice that the people that had installed my last one in the 2011, it must have run it someplace near where it was hot, like the exhaust, because it was charred just a little bit, but it didn't even bother the wires in it. But I just pulled it out and tried it yesterday on 5 watts. I haven't tried it any higher than that. The antenna is the same one I had on the 2011. It's pretty good size, dual-band antenna. So I may have to go to something like Dave's got, but I doubt it. But the contour of the trunk is much different than the 2011 was, so it made it much more difficult to put an antenna back there, too.
Hey, guys, I've reached the doctor's office, and I've got to go on inside. Talk to both of you later. W2T clear.
All right, Rusty, have a good visit. And, Tom, I am turning into O'Neill. I don't know what the line will look like, but we'll see. If I disappear, you'll know what happened to me. But I always wondered what that would be like on Amy's car. I have never even seen, in the last two Avalons that she's had, I've never have seen the hybrid battery, the battery that makes it a hybrid. That other one lasted the whole life, and we never had to do anything to it whatsoever. She just had to drive the car and put a little bit of gas in it every now and then and, you know, do the oil change and stuff. But that would be interesting to figure that out. I just never have taken the time to go see what that is. And I am pulling up to the place to dump, so I'm probably going to be gone when it comes my turn again. W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, we went a couple of days ago. Good luck with that. Yeah, I talked to the technicians at Toyota down in Greenville several years ago, and I asked them about the batteries and the Priuses, and they said they're just now starting to come in, and most of them have over 10 years of service, Dave, so they work really well, but We decided to go with the non-hybrid for now. It's in 0TR. You go ahead and take care of things, Dave.
Catch that, but I'm getting out of the car now. W4DJW, clear. I'll be back in a little bit.
Morning, Tom. In 4DJC.
Morning, Jerry. Glad to hear you. Haven't heard you in a while. I haven't had a radio in the car for a while. Finally got it in. I was telling Dave, the underside of that car's got, I guess you'd call them noise abatement panels, all the way from the firewall back. It's completely covered underneath.
The way the original Lexus was, it had the same, like a pan up under it, that's had the same type of construction up under the first LS400s that came out, because I was really surprised when I looked up under one. One of my wealthier friends got one of the first ones, and we were really looking it over, and I said, man, that's something unusual. It looks like almost like skid plates, but it turns out that's exactly what it was for. That's been years ago, but I guess they decided to go ahead and move it to the Avalon, which is, you did get another Avalon, you didn't get that new one, right?
Yeah, 2022, it's the last year they made them, and it had 8,700 miles on it, Jerry.
That's a good car. It's a whole lot nicer than the Camry is, based on what I've seen of them. My sister-in-law's got one. Hers is several years old. It doesn't look like the older ones, but it's a really nice car. It drives good and rides good, too. Hers had a kind of unusual looking interior. It was kind of a two-tone interior that I didn't care for. But other than that, though, it was a really nice car.
Cognac, they call it, which I'm sure is French, but it's sort of, I don't know, amber looking, orangey. I'm not sure. But I know Dave's wife loves it. Their last two cars had it in it, but. And even the trim inside is real wood. Not that that makes it go any better. But it's like, with all the hootie duties and wicker mills, as my boss used to call things, electrical, it's got more things than Carter's got liver pills. It's about like trying to fly one of these new jets.
It takes a little while for me to get a customer to mind you, and it's a little different than the Honda was, and it's got a lot more stuff on it, a lot more electrical gadgets on it, but in reality, it's a little simpler once you get everything set up. The one thing I like about this one versus the other one was you can see the individual tire pressure on this one, and you could not on the other one. So if you got one of those tire pressure monitor sensors, this showing up, it shows which tire is the one that's got the low pressure on it. I try to keep mine a little above 34, maybe 35 even. That's because they'll start going off around 27, I think, in some cars.
I go by what the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says, and they say go by what's on the door panel. I haven't even looked at these yet, Jerry, but I know the ones on the other Avalon were 32, and I try to keep them down there. But, you know, every time I took it in to Discount Tire and had the tires rotated, they would lower it down to 28 every single time. And they're pretty strict. They do a good job, and they know what things are supposed to be set at. But I'd always raise it back up to 30 or 32. But it's got big tires on it. As far as diameter, I think they're 18s or 19s. I'm not sure. That surprised me.
Crosstrek has got, I think it's got 18s on it. The other ones have 17s on it. This 18s is a whole lot larger diameter. Wheel and tire too. It's a little bit lower profile, but it's not that super low like some of them have. It's still got a decent cross section to absorb without hitting, going too far down in a rut and tearing up your wheel. It's not that 50 series. I think it may be a 60 or 65, but This got a lot of damage, a whole lot bigger damage tire than was on the Accord even. It ride, I mean, for a small car, it still rides pretty good. But I run a little more pressure in it. I'm going to see how sad it does. And I may drop it back down to 32, but around 34 cold is what especially when the weather gets cold, it'll drop down 2 or 3 pounds when it starts cooling off in the evening after the summer. But I run them a little bit cooler, a little bit lower in the summertime than I do in the wintertime.
Yeah, I was just kind of waiting to see if he wanted to break in. Yeah, it does make a difference in the ride, and so I'm glad about that. But I'm going to check that. Oh, it's just I never heard of such things. You put it in reverse and start to back out, and the side mirrors automatically go down to a preset wherever you set them. And then each time you start to back up, it lets you see the driveway a little better. The other car didn't have that, and they're self-dimming, which I think it had that on the driver's side, and that's the way this one is. And then the rear view mirror self-dimming. It doesn't have that curtain on the back window, which I like that at night, because my eyes, I don't like bright lights in my back windshield, but the mirror automatically dims, and the other one had that, but I like that curtain. But I think they were a source of grief because they didn't look like the sturdiest thing in the world. One of our Avalons, we had trouble with one of them, but the last one, we didn't have any trouble at all with it. You don't use it that often, so it's a luxury. But everything else I think's in there. It's got more things, and Carter's got little liver pills, as my mom used to say. Jerry, we need to get on the road, and I gotta see what those power settings are. I've just tried it at 5 watts, but I pretty much only use 610, so I think it'll be just fine there for most places around here. I'm leery, like Dave said, about raising the power on it. Dave, if you're in there, go ahead for a little bit. Jerry, I'll let you go for now, maybe catch you down the line. Thanks for jumping in. I've missed you. And 73 to you and yours, and I'll be clear for now. In 4DJC and Gerald TR.
I might have to talk to you later. Lynn had to go in the hospital for 3 days last week with a heart arrhythmia problem, but I think we've got to straighten that at least for the time being. But I'll catch you up on it later. 73, in 4DJC, clear.
4IMH monitoring. IMH monitoring.